I must say, there's so many thoughts and stuff going through my spirit and my mind, even as I listen to what the Lord is saying this morning, in expectation and just hearing what He declares over us, that He's got new things for us in store, that He's making a way, and so on. And, you know, even as I was just thinking about, you know, God says that, you know, we shouldn't dwell and think about the former things. We shouldn't think about last year because He is doing something new and fresh. In my Kobusness, I think of that and I go, you know, but they came from Egypt. You know, God led them through the sea on the way to the promised land. You know, and there they found themselves in this desert. Conditions which they didn't bargain on. They are going to the promised land. They're going to inherit it. And now they're in this desert. And you know, through that whole journey, I think the miracle and the awesomeness of it doesn't matter where you find yourself, what your surroundings looks like, you know, what your reality looks like. He is faithful. He is the provider. He's the one that's always there. When you need water, He gives water. When you need food, He gives you food. And He still leads you with His cloud and His fire by night. I mean, He's just an awesome God. Despite the surroundings, despite how everything looks, He is God in every situation. You know, and I've seen a few trials in my life, and so have many of you, but I know that the one purpose of a trial, if I have to quote James, is that when they are finished, then it says that you will be complete and lacking nothing. And I go, okay, so bring on the trials. All right, so I say that very carefully. Any case, so we've got great things that are coming. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you expect? Is the expectation in your heart for what God has? And as I was preparing for this morning, this is what I felt. We have a secure future. We have a secure. It's like an vault, man. No one can get to it. It is secure. In God, it is secure. We've got a secure future. I just want you to think of it. Just let it drop into your spirit. You have a secure future. It cannot be robbed. Cannot be stolen. That vault no one can get into. Because no one messes with God and just walks away in any case. So the scripture that I want to start off this morning, and it sort of lines up with everything that we've heard this morning so far, is a scripture that you all know very well. And it says the following. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, before you go like, yes, awesome, thank you. You must know the context of this scripture. Is these people are actually in exile. They are in a foreign country. If you read the verses before this, God actually speaks to them and says, listen, you are in exile, you're in a foreign country, but I want you to build houses, I want you to have kids, I want you to get married, I want you to prosper even in the place where you are. It's a message none of us want to hear. It's like, Lord, snap your finger and take away the exile. Let's get out of here. But this word of encouragement comes to them even in the darkest place, even in a place where they don't want to be. None of us want to be in a pandemic. None of us want everything that has happened in the last 2 years. Was that just me? All right? Enough. So we're not in a lack of place, but we hear the word of the Lord coming to us, and He says, listen, I know the plans that I have for you. And I know we all love to proclaim the scripture and maybe even remind ourselves. But I was struck when I read it that this is people that are in exile, that is not in a place where they want to be. And it kind of just resonated with me. You know that it's been fun, but can we now get over this? And I still have to know. My future is secure in knowing that the plans that my Father has for me is good plans. Plans to prosper me. To give me a future and a hope. To not lead me into evil. He's got good stuff for me in store, for you. But here's the thing. Even as I think of the Israelites, when they walked through that sea, I still want to be there. You know, where those walls, the sea is just open and you can just, man. And they get to the other side and things don't look like that. And they have to continually trust God through that journey. And each one of us, as we journey through this life, again, we don't know what 2022 now has in store. Nah? What are we going to say in January 23? Yes, we made it. A third one. We did it, guys. That's not, I think, how God sees this. I think despite of what's happening this year, that we will almost go out this 2022 with a hop, a skip, and a jump because we are walking this out with our Lord. All right? Because we are walking in the plans and the purposes that He has for each one of us. And I guess we have a choice this morning. We can moan about the exile and we cannot, you know, marry and have children and build houses in the place where we find ourselves. We can sit and moan and tiem and do all the rest of it. We can go, Father, but we receive your promises for us this year. In the place where we find ourselves. God wants to do miracles and incredible things through us in this year. But it's not us alone, guys. It's us in Him, through Him. Him in us, doing incredible things through us. Now, if we've read verse 11 and then there's a verse 12 of 29:11. And it says, and the result of these plans will say, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So now there's this taking further of the plans that God has for us. It's so that we can seek Him, so that we can pray, that we can pursue Him. You know, we're not pursuing the plans and the things that He has in store for us. We are pursuing Him. And that for me is the crux of the matter here. Is that it's not about the plans that He has for us. It's about Him. Everything in this year that we are going to encounter, the breakthrough is in Him. As I seek Him, as I pursue Him. You know, I don't know what your relationship with God looks like after the last 2 years. You know, maybe you look like Hulk because you've abided in the Lord and you're strong because you've gone through this and God has done amazing things in your life. But maybe you're sitting here this morning and your faith is weak and you don't know where you're going. The key here is to actually pursue Him more than ever. To lay down your life for Him fully. Now, in order to sort of build on this, that was sort of just my opening scripture, but the portion of scripture I actually want to get to is too long to read this morning. It has 40 verses. And that is Psalm 37. And I want to encourage you to take some time at some point and go read Psalm 37. And as I've been thinking and reading through it, I realize there's not enough time to talk about everything that God is saying in Psalm 37. But I want to focus on 8 things that David actually lifts up for us or encourages us to walk in to actually see Jeremiah 29 fulfilled in our lives. All right? Because we can go in this year, we can go have a lot of plans, we can, you know, have a lot of strategies. But there's 8 things that I see him actually say, do this in a sense, that I believe if we do this, that we'll see God do incredible things. We'll see the plans of the Lord in our lives. Now, it starts off with this. It says, do not fret. I don't know who fret is. We'll try and find him still. But do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, I know Psalm 37, verse 4. Right? We all have and know verse 4. I will delight myself, and he will give me the desires of my heart. We sort of forget the first part, you know, which is what the second part of Jeremiah 29, which I just read, says. You know, there's the delight part. But what we just want to have the desires of our heart. Lord, I desire more holiday in the Bahamas or somewhere. Interesting thing for me in Psalm 37 is how he starts this off, which is that words that goes, do not fret. Now, sorry, for my Afrikaans brain, when I read that, I really didn't know who fret was. So I thought, what is fret? What do you do? I don't know if I was even saying it right. But so I looked at a couple of translations. And the interesting thing here is none of them uses other words. They all use the word fret. So it helped me, didn't help me. Reading other versions didn't help me understand what the Bible is actually trying to say to me. So I had to go and Google the answer to the question. It says, fret means this, to be constantly or visibly anxious. To gradually wear away something by rubbing or gnawing. So if I'm fretting, then I am visibly anxious. Maybe some of you had that last year, where you were fretting, where you were freaked out, where you were visibly anxious. And David starts off this psalm and he says, do not do this. Do not be in this place where you find yourself. You know, in our country especially, I think we looked at last year with all the corruption and everything and all the evil that was going on, and maybe that freaked you out. When the stuff in Durban happened, you know, that was terrible. And we fear for our lives, we fear for our future, for our children's future. Things are not good. And here David says, listen, do not fret. So that's the first one. The first thing that I just want to highlight for us this morning is that he says, do not fret. Okay? Fret of what? What the evil doers are doing. Do not be concerned. Do not worried. Do not be stressed out. Do not be freaked out about what the evil doers are doing. What are we majoring on? What social media and stuff pumping through at this moment is what is all wrong. And we read that stuff, and what does it do? It creates something in here. A stress, a worry, a concern. We are freaked out. We don't think we have a future and hope. We look at Proverbs to Jeremiah 29, and we go, Lord, what plans? You know, look at the government. Look what's going on in our country. Look at the petrol price. And that's all because of the evildoers. And we are freaked out for our future, are we not? Or just some of us? Chris, thank you that you're eerlijk is. But he says, do not fret because of what the evildoers are doing. And then he says, trust God to judge them. Trust God to judge them. You see, it's not our job to take them down. God has the hand of our leaders, the heart of our leaders in his hand. And we need to trust him that he will move in the appointed time. So how do I not fret? Good question. Thank you for asking it. There's a lot of scripture that you can go and read, and I'm just going to read a few scriptures here quickly this morning. The first one is the most obvious one that I could think of was Romans 12 verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what the will, what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and perfect. We want to discern what is good, acceptable and perfect. We want to discern what the will of God is. Our main purpose here today, saints, in this life, in this year 2020, is to pursue God, to understand what his will is, his plan is, what he wants to do in this life. It is not our job to fret about what the evil people are doing. We need to trust God that He is God. Just like He dealt with all the bad guys in this Bible, and there's a few of them. When God pitches, they can do nothing. But it's when the people of God puts their complete and full trust in Him that He moves on their behalf and we see the deliverance of the Lord. So this year, do not fret. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's probably one of my most favorite scriptures, but also one of the most scary ones, because it reminds me that apart from him, I can do nothing. I'm kind of useless without him if I'm not in the vine. So you don't want to fret? Be in him. Again, Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says, do not be anxious about some things. Oh, true, nah. It says, what does anything mean? It's kind of a broad. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, this is the response. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. One of the requests that we really should pray, is that not Scripture's instruction, is that we pray for our leaders, that we will dwell and have peace in the land that we live in. So instead of worrying and fretting about them, we need to pray for them. And the peace, oh, this is so beautiful. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. When does the peace of God that surpasses all understanding come? When there is supplication with thanksgiving and your request is made known to God. That is when that peace comes. Not when you go like Kung Fu Panda, inner peace, inner. Okay? That peace which surpasses all understanding will do what? It will stand guard in front of your heart's door. Okay? It will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It will guard your heart and your mind. As I bring that stuff before God continually, as my praise becomes before Him, this river, this place where I know when I pray, He hears me. Okay? That is how I do not fret. That's just a couple of scriptures. You can go read. There's lots of them. The second thing that David lifts up in verse 3, he says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. So, the second thing that we need to do, that He encourages us to do, is to trust in the Lord. Now, maybe through the last 2 years, your trust took some damages. It was hurt. Because you prayed, you asked, you petitioned God and He didn't do things, pitch up in your life like you thought, answered you like you thought, or anything. And it damaged your trust in Him. I want to encourage you to heal that trust, to restore your trust in God Almighty. You see, because He still says, your ways are not my ways. And your plans are not my ways. I do not work like you do. So rest in the fact that He is God and He will work in the way that He sees fit. The fact of the matter is He will get me to the destination either way. Even if it's through a desert, He will make the way, He will make rivers, He will make provision. Doesn't matter, He will get me there. I can just trust in Him. You see, it's because when we trust in Him that we can do good. It's when we trust in Him that I can dwell in the land, that I can feed on His faithfulness. You know, we've just come through a season where we've eaten so much. It's crazy. We fed ourselves well. Let's feed on the faithfulness of God as we dwell in this life. The reality is, he is still faithful. There's nothing that's changed about him. He's still the same. He was the same yesterday. He's the same tomorrow. He's the same today. Nothing is going to change. The only thing that I realize changes, I guess, is my proximity to him. It's my thinking about him. It's how I judge him, which I shouldn't do. You see, when I decided he's not faithful anymore, then I go, yeah, well, I'm not going to trust you in this matter anymore because I've prayed and you didn't answer. But the thing is, I need to trust God fully. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In other words, with everything that you are, every last little bit, trust in him. And the last thing that I should do is use my brain. Okay, I'm putting that harshly. Okay. Where's the brain switch? Just switch that thing off, man. It's just trouble. No, it's not what I'm saying. But do not lean on your honor. Don't let that be the thing that you lean on. Do not let that become your crutch. The thing that holds you up. Okay? Do not let your mind, and unfortunately in our day and age and in the way that, you know, even like I said, I Googled, you know, we all Google stuff and, you know, you don't have an answer. We get an information, man. And we filter stuff through the way that we think and we can reason this out and we come to equals, this is the answer. And then we say, but this is the answer. It's not the answer. You know, towards your healing, breakthrough, anything, yes, God will lead you in a strategy, will practically take you through stuff, but our hope and our trust is never in that. It is always in him. And that is what David is saying here. Don't be worried about the journey. Just trust God fully. The third thing is delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, delight is a simple word, but when I looked at it, it says the following. It says, to please someone greatly, great pleasure. So may it be your good pleasure. May you please him greatly. May you delight in him that he is pleased. May you bring great pleasure to him as you delight yourself in the Lord. You know, we all have relationships next to us that we delight in. We love to be with that people. We'll bribe with them. We'll go on holiday with them, etc. And this invitation is to delight myself in him, to make sure that I position myself in such a way that he is my joy. I find my peace in everything in him and in nothing else. And then when I do that, he says, then I shall give you the desires of your heart. Because, you know, even in my marriage, I see this. The longer I dwell with this woman, the more we think alike. Go figure. What is up with that? You know, we got married, and all the young married people say amen. You know, you would say, yeah, but we're going cycling. And she says, no, we're going flower decorating. And you're like, excuse me, I'm a man. I don't do flower decorating. I've even done that in my household. But you know, it's you've heard it say that in a marriage relationship, you'll complete one another's sentences, and you know, she'll think of the same thing at the time I think of it, and we kind of and as we pursue God, and as you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Why? Because your thinking and your thought process and your desires and everything becomes the same as his. So what do you desire for 2022? Net near 2021. Let your desires line up with God's desires for this year. And then we'll walk and we'll be blessed and we'll have a hop, skip and a jump in our steps. Why? Because we are delighting in him. Because he's the source of life for each one of us. The fourth thing that David encourages us, he says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. There he brings it in again. And he shall bring it to pass. Commit your way. Commit this year. Commit your future, your financial planning, everything. Commit it to the Lord. Your way, whatever you are planning, whatever you are thinking of this year, if you commit it to the Lord, if you trust in Him fully, what does He do? He shall bring it to pass. You know, I don't know if you've experienced this in your life, but I find that when I do things, it's hard work. When I think something should happen in our lives and I give birth to that thing, it is hard work to keep it going. But I tell you, when God comes, it's like, it happened. It's easy in a sense. Doesn't mean the journey is necessarily easy. But when He does stuff, you know, we've seen it a couple of times in our lives where, you know, when God says something prophetically over your life and He does it, it's like no effort. But when I try and do it, when I try to determine my way, then I have to make it happen. So if you feel like you are struggling, if you feel, you know, like you're pushing the whole time, maybe you're trying to fix the problem. Commit your way to the Lord, and He shall bring it to pass. But also, when you commit your way, you need to trust Him with it. It's not that, Lord, thank you that you have my way, please give it back, I'll sort it out, I'll see you later. Let's not do that. Let's trust God that He's got our way. He's got this year. He's got our future. He's got the plans. Everything is secure. It's a lockdown behind the safe. Nobody can get to it. The first thing that David encourages us is, everybody got to go, rest in the Lord. You know when you went on holiday, what was the first thing that you did? You went, yes, except for Kansi. I made it. Now I'm going to rest. And if you have kids, we'll have to talk whether you've rested or not. But he says, rest in the Lord. And Laurette did a great sermon about rest. You know, so you can go listen to that one. It's on YouTube. But rest in the Lord. And then what does he say after that now? He says, and wait patiently. Wait patiently for Him. And da kom die wiele af. Ne? Because who here has patience? You know, in today's day and age, it's the microwave version, it's the Google version. We don't want to wait for an answer. We want it yesterday. But you see, if you want to see God's blessing and prospering and everything He has in store for you, you have to be able to rest in Him. And wait patiently. And then he repeats himself and he says, do not fret. Because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. So the best thing that we can do for ourselves this year is to rest in the Lord. To trust Him, to wait patiently for Him, to not fret about the future. Amen? Rest here means to cease work or movement in order to relax. To sleep or recover strength. So when you rest in the Lord, it means that you are not, you know, frantically trying to get things done. You know, as God leads you, walk in that rest. Let Him show you. If your way is committed to Him, let Him lead it to you. It doesn't mean you become absolutely passive. Again, listen to that sermon that Laurette preached last year sometime. Yeah, it was last year. But this rest will move you forward. This rest will cause you to step into everything that God has for you. If we wait patiently for Him, we'll see His answers. Even when it's past the expiry date, according to our meaning. When we say, Lord, it's too late, it's never too late. Just let him be God. The sixth thing that he says is cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. There he repeats himself again. It only causes harm. You see, and he's speaking in this context about what the evildoers are doing. And that I now take up arms. I'm now going to be angry. I'm now going to sort this out with wrath. I'm going to do my thing here. And he says, do not do that. Do not fret. It only causes harm. And it struck me because in the last couple of years, I found myself at a place where I'm like, right, boys, you know, let's go sort out a few things. And my flesh, and I'm like, yeah, flesh, we're not doing that. We're going to trust the Lord that he's got this. Even though it looks to us like he doesn't. Even like, you know, if we look at the statistics and everything that's been haunting us the last 2 years, on top of everything else, then we, you know, what future do we have? No. Don't try and fix the cell yourself. Trust him fully. Do not fret. The seventh thing he says is, depart from evil. In verse 27, he says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. In other words, we need to respond in the opposite spirit of what is happening in our world currently. We should not do evil, but we should do good. We should allow the Holy Spirit to, through us, to shift the country through who we are in this land. We are the anointed sons and daughters of God in this place. And through that, we can not do evil, we're going to do good. We're going to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We're going to see His Spirit move in every sphere of life. Every place that we put our feet, we're going to take that ground. Why? Because He has anointed us to do this. Because we have a future and a hope. Because He is our God. We can take this land. We can dwell here. We can build houses. We can prosper. His blessing can be. Why? Because we're pursuing Him. And we are not doing evil. Even in the slightest bit. Even it's when it's a little bit off. That was not so erg because it's just a little bit off. No. You discern whether you have messed that one up. But here's what David is saying is, do not do evil, but rather do good. In this land, dwell forevermore. Do not repay evil with evil. If you respond from your flesh, that will be the response. Evil with evil. You know, you turn the other cheek, in a sense, I guess. Let's do good. And the eighth thing, the final thing, which he says, is wait. In verse 34, he says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. You know, that's a promise. That's a promise right there. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Keep his way. Do not be bothered with what the evildoers are doing. You are responsible for your walk before him. How you walk before him. Keep to his way. Do not depart from his way. Read scripture. Study scripture. Get the word of God in your life so that it will guide you through the toughest times. Then you shall inherit the land. Then you will inherit every promise, every plan, every purpose he has for you in this land. We will see it. He says here, the wicked will be cut off. They're going to disappear one by one. He's going to deal with them. It's not my job. So we want to see God's blessing in this year. If I hear what the Lord is saying even this morning, there's definitely a future. There's definitely a hope. There's definitely plans that He has in store for us. There's joy, there's peace, there's prosperity in Him. There's plans that's going to unfold that we haven't even thought of yet. But as we pursue Him, as we trust Him, as we wait upon Him, as we walk before Him, as we delight ourselves in Him, as we do all these things, we will see the fulfillment of His plans for our lives. I know we all have plans, plenty of plans. I plan to take a lot of my holiday. No, I'm joking. After last year, man, I need it. No, I'm really just joking. But we all have plans and things we've thought up and things we're going to do differently in this year. And don't we do this every year where we go, I'm not going to do that. And then somewhere we do it. But here's the thing. As we commit our way to the Lord, we will see His plans unfold. But listen, it starts again to not fret, to not be anxious about everything. You see, because if we are fearful, if we are anxious about stuff, it draws us away from God, from His plans, from His instructions. We try and think how we're going to get through this thing. And that is the last place that we should be. Fear will drive us away from the Lord. And I want to just encourage you this morning that God is just wanting to encourage us not to do that. It's the last thing we should do is not be fearful. But we can respond in the opposite spirit. We can respond from the Spirit of the Lord in this day and age. And we will see the good of the Lord in the land where we dwell in. Amen. Are you expectant for what God is going to do in your life, in our life collectively? Amen. In this country? In South Africa? Yeah. Come on. He prophesied revivals and stuff. It's coming. Listen, I'm not checking out. I want to see that. I want to be part of what God's going to do over the next season. I'm going, Lord, I want to be in heaven. I'm good for that. But just leave me here a little bit longer. Because I want to see you move. I want to watch the end of this movie, so to speak. Huh? You know where? Yeah, in any case. So as I conclude, the 8 things. Do not fret. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Cease from anger. Depart from evil. And wait on the Lord. And keep His way. Saints, I believe we're going to have an awesome year. We're going to have a blessed year. We're going to have an incredible time in the presence of the Lord. We will see His goodness this year. But if we're going to fret, I don't think we're going to see it. We're going to miss it. But if we do from 2 to 8, well, if we do, obviously, all of them. If we do not fret, but if we'll see God's blessing. Let's pray.